Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with Radio City Sports' Alan Irwin, who was keeping an eye on the Blues at Bournemouth at the weekend. Morning, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
Were you ready for that one? Did you think it was going to come?
I didn't actually, no. Even though that defeat against Norwich in midweek was one that put Evertonians in a bad mood. I thought that with the changes made, you know, there'd be a real drive and sort of energy about Everton following that defeat. But it was severely lacking. It was a real off day for them. Even like Sir Gareth Barry and Idrissa Gueye didn't perform. In fact, you know, you couldn't single out anybody who had a reasonable sort of afternoon. And that's probably a worrying sign for Ronald Koeman. But I suppose we've all been saying, you know, we shouldn't get too excited. I think, I said to you the other day, it's only five games in. Let's not get carried away on the crest of a wave. So we shouldn't really be too surprised, and we shouldn't get too down about it. I think we all knew there's plenty of work to do for Everton within the squad and for Ronald Koeman to strengthen the squad, etc. So, yeah, just a sort of check for us, isn't it? Really, to check back to reality.
Yeah, but why so slow to start the game?
Well, that was the worry for me, really. Bournemouth really started well. They had their tails up, and they played in the exact opposite manner to Everton. They had energy. They won every second ball, every third ball, I think, as well. And you could tell that they were really driven. And it's something that we used to see under Roberto Martinez, a bit of a malaise, really. And, a slow start to the game. I always think that it's very important for any club to start a football match at the right sort of tempo, because it's difficult to then lift it to get back into a game once you've started in that sort of, you know, sedentary fashion, really. So in that sense, it was a worry. And again, we were back to the not moving the ball quickly enough. Romelu Lukaku looked an isolated figure up front. I mean, that was the only, you know, chance that they had, really, that Lukaku header. There was a Valencia one in the second half, a chance which came to him quite quickly. But other than that, there wasn't too much created, really. A lot of huff and puff.
I think the manager probably laid into them afterwards. Yeah. He seemed quite prickly in his post-match interviews.
Yeah, well, I thought he would have done that at half-time with, and I'm sure he did, but it didn't seem to have the desired effect. Bournemouth was still very much in control of the game, really. I know Everton had more of the ball in the second half, and you'd quite naturally expect that being a goal down. But I'm sure Ronald Koeman has told a few home truths. You know, he won't hold back. So in that sense, I think it's probably a good reality check, as I said earlier, really.
I think there was an interesting sideshow as well at Dean Court. You've got two of England's sort of most promising midfielders.
Jack Wilshere.
Yeah, are they going in different directions? You've got Jack Wilshere, who's slightly rejuvenated, and Ross as well. It's just an interesting sort of side element to the whole game.
Yeah, I think with Ross, there's a bit of a confidence issue there. He looks a forlorn figure at times. He's trying always, for me, to take one touch too many. I've always said all along that Ross, for me, is more of an instinctive type of footballer. I think when he's got too much time to actually think about it, there seems to be an issue there, and that's a bit of a worry. He's almost sort of Gazza-like in terms of instinctive. If he could play that way, I think you get the best out of him then. Again, he was taking a touch too many inside the penalty area, trying to check back onto another foot to get room to get a shot in, and every time it didn't work for him. Jack Wilshere was no great shakes, I have to say. Didn't overly impress me. Harry Arter was the best player on the field by some stretch. Jack Wilshere did reasonably well, but there was nothing outstanding about him. And yet again, he didn't complete 90 minutes of football, which I would think is a longer-term issue for him.
The manager doesn't like this scrutiny of Ross Barkley at the moment, does he? And I think this weekend was the first real obvious point in that, when he said, "Why are you always asking me about him? I don't have to explain what Seamus Coleman is doing every week. Why are you asking me about Ross every week?"
Well, shouldn't he be used to the English media by
now? They're lovely, aren't they?
You know, Jurgen Klopp seems to spout the same sort of, "Why are you obsessed with transfer deadline day, etc., etc." Yeah. And, you know, this is the way we operate. You know, we build people up. We have young superstars who've been elevated maybe beyond their status at such a tender age. And, we elevate them and probably shoot them down a little too quickly as well. So Ronald Koeman's going to try and protect him. I think he'll try and protect all his players, and he'll back them to the hilt in terms of giving them a sort of confidence within. So he won't be able to stop questions about Ross Barkley being fired at him week after week.
It seems to me Everton need more options. You know, they didn't do enough in the transfer window.
I think many Evertonians would agree with that, Steve. I think they were disappointed with what happened in August as we led up to deadline day, and deadline day itself didn't yield the required results. And my understanding is that Ronald Koeman was very disappointed as well. You know, the targets that he'd set in terms of players arriving at the club weren't met. So it's a bit early to be, making a real judgment on Ronald Koeman and Everton yet. I think he needs a couple of transfer windows to really instill, you know, his sort of plans and his sort of ethic in terms of how the football club will work and operate. So in that sense, too early to judge. But yeah, they do need, it's probably been proven that game against Norwich as well, that some of the players that are in reserve and have got to be called upon and maybe not quite up to, you know, delivering at the top flight status in terms of Premier League week after week if they have to do so.
And yet the table looks good. Looks all right at the moment.
Well, it does, and I suppose you'd have to go back and say, you know, six games played, fifth place, 13 points, is it? So, you know, in that sense, you'd probably say, yeah, I'd take that. Although, as I said to you a few weeks back when the fixtures were first released, I did expect Everton to have a reasonable start, and, you know, I probably would have hoped for this sort of return in terms of points. So let's not get too downhearted at such an early stage. There are a few big games to come, Palace being one of them on Friday, and then after the international break, it's Manchester City. So there's a test.
City seem to be running away with it, don't they, at the moment? You look at what they've done so far, and Pep Guardiola's still demanding even more from them.
Yeah. As he Aguero can do more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, he'll get 30. He wants 40 off him. Are they simply just, you know, beyond catching, do you think?
No, it's far too early to say that. Every team will have a spell where they suffer injuries, suspensions, and a dip in form as well. And maybe when they're really into the thick of Champions League football and maybe struggling to finish top of that Champions League group, you do not know. But they have got a stronger squad than most, without question, Steve. So you'd expect them to certainly be there for the vast majority of the season. But I think they'll probably have one sticky spell where they drop points over a period of, you know, three or four games, and that will just make people make people's eyes open a bit more and think, well, maybe they can be caught. So too early, yeah.
Hey, what about this stat I gave to MJ before? So Everton lose to Norwich, refereed by Andy Madley,
yeah,
and lose to Bournemouth, refereed by his brother Bobby. Let's hope Tony Madley isn't refereeing the weekend's game against Palace.
I think I brought that up in commentary myself at the weekend. Yeah, the Madleys, they are driving Everton flipping bonkers, aren't they? So, not good. Steer clear. The last one that, the last game that Bobby Madley did as well before this involving Everton was the Merseyside derby, which Liverpool won by 4-0 to nil, Steve. So we want to avoid the Madleys.
That was a horror show, wasn't it? Let's,
yeah,
let's hope there's no more brothers. Al, thanks. Have a great day.
All right, Steve, on you. Cheers.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.